Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, I think, you know, when we talk on this program about individuals who have a desire to do something, there are always going to be those individuals that are there to be able to help you in that regard, no matter what your profession might be or what your interest might be. Amy Linden is definitely proof of that. She's not only an actress in her own right, but she's been able to help other people to be able to achieve their own goals and dreams using the Linden technique. We're going to tell you guys more about that, as well as how you guys can stay connected with Amy and what's coming up next for her. Amy, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Oh, hey, how are you doing?
Doing really good, Amy. Glad you could take out the time to be with us today. You know, I should say, and we can kind of begin the conversation here, I noticed even when I was prepping for this segment that, you know, you are really excited about the work you've been able to do using the Linden technique, which we'll be talking about. What has it been like for you, though, Amy, to not only do what you love, but also, of course, to be able to help other people to do the same?
You know, it's interesting because I was fortunate enough to have great mentors when I was coming up, and I've had a very long journey to get to where I am, mm-hmm. that I'm able to help people not make the same mistakes.
Mm. Yeah.
And so they get to get there faster.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think because you know what it's like, Amy, that puts you in a unique position. But, you know, you have to admit, you know, not everybody is as freely to help or to be able to encourage others. What made you say that, you know what, I want to be that person to help other people to avoid the mistakes that I may have been presented with?
Well, there is great joy in seeing other people succeed. I have to say that, you know. Sometimes just being an actress is kind of selfish. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're only thinking about yourself. And for me, I get great joy when I see my students thrive. I mean, I have 3 kids on the same show. I have 2 kids on another show, the same show. I have 40 series regulars, network series regulars, since I started training people in this program, and also an Emmy winner. And so to me, to see them succeed and to see them have the ability to have the dream come true, I mean, seriously, there's nothing like it.
Right, exactly. So what led you on this path, Amy? As you said, you know, just to be an actress sometimes is not enough. I mean, but you have been able to find success that way as well. What was it about the industry that appealed to you that made you say, this is where I belong, this is what I want to do?
You know, sometimes in life you have to go where things are happening for you. You don't always know exactly what the plan is for you for your life. You almost have to stay open to receive what you're supposed to be doing. I do believe that it is part of my purpose. I mean, of course, to be an actress and be an artist, but it is my purpose to help other people get to where they are at. And it just fell in my lap. I mean, about 20 years ago, a friend of mine asked me to coach her kid, and I had been trying to book, you know, years ago when I came out of Syracuse University. I went to London, University of London. I studied at the Neighborhood Playhouse, and I was trying to work as an actor, and I basically created my own technique on how I work. So she asked me to coach her, and then she booked it. It was a huge role. And then managers started sending me people, and then I became a manager for about 9 years. Adam Brody was one of my biggest clients. He booked the OC and Gilmore Girls and a ton of stuff. And I believe that's how it started, and then it just snowballed from there. But within the last, I would say, 8 years, it's taken up international speed, where I'll get an email from somebody, let's say, in Ireland thanking me because they bought my book, and they have the ability to book now. So the technique, I don't even need to be there, which is amazing. Right. And I just did a Vimeo on-demand video where I put the technique up on its feet, and we're in post-production on that right now, and that should be up soon, where you could actually see me teaching the technique to 50 people.
Exactly.
And so I believe that if you're going to create something in the world, let it be that the artists themselves can be self-sufficient, that they don't need me. I don't need to keep them down so they keep coming to class or they keep buying stuff from me. You understand?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I noticed even when I was prepping for this, Amy, and getting ready this morning when I was posting about the interview, that you were actually posting on social media about, of course, the Linen Technique and you know, of course, the work you were doing, how excited you were. Social media has become one of those ways for you as well that you've been able to kind of stay connected with people. Talk to us about that avenue, because I think that's another thing that you have been able to use, tools that a lot of people in your profession are using. How has that helped you to be able to reach the masses?
Well, interestingly enough, you know, back in the day we had faxes, you know, and now it's like you get one message out to 10,000 people, you know, and the beauty of that is it doesn't matter where they are in the world, and that they right. could still get the same message at that time. I have seen some students actually lose out on a role because their social media standing wasn't as enormous as their competition. And it's not like they're any less talented. As a matter of fact, they might be even more talented, but their competition got the part because they have more followers. So well, it has become primary. Social media has become primary. It's like part of your toolbox now that you have to be on everything and try to get as many people following you as possible.
Exactly. So, you know, how do you keep it fun, Amy? Because I noticed, you know, even in your post on social media, you are a person who likes to enjoy the moment. You like to enjoy the experience. What keeps you in that place after doing it for so long? What keeps you excited and motivated?
Well, each person that you meet, it's like a puzzle, you know, trying to figure out how to get them to where they need to be, you know. Like when I'm doing a business marketing seminar or I'm doing a career consultation, I'll look at their package, and each person is individual. Like, there's not just one way somebody makes it in this business. If there was just one way, then certainly I would be on a yacht in the Bahamas right now, not even talking to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I do believe that it's exciting, each person trying to figure out how we're going to chart their course and what it's going to take for them to get to where they want to be. And so that's what makes it exciting. Also, you know, this business is like, you know, you're addicted to it because, like Carlos Prats, he's starring opposite Kevin Costner in McFarlane USA. I mean, that kid, I've known him for 8 years. He's been my student and my friend for 8 years, and then boom, all of a sudden he goes in, he's ready, the opportunity's there, he books it. It's huge. It's huge. His life is completely changed. And that is what keeps you in. That is what keeps most people in, and that's what keeps me in and excited every day, because you never know.
You never know. And I think that's the great thing about life. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Amy Linden is our guest today. We're talking to her not only about her own journey as being a celebrity booking coach, but also what she's been able to do using the Linden Technique to be able to not only help others, but also, of course, to be able, I think, to encourage other people toward their own personal greatness. I noticed when I was prepping for this, even on the book, and the book is available through Amazon.com. I want to point that out and we'll remind people of that. One of the things that I noticed that really struck me, Amy, about what someone said was they had experience in the industry, but the book definitely made the process better for them, made them better. Is that for you, when you hear something like that or read something like that, is that for you the ultimate compliment on the work that you're doing?
Yeah, because what it says to me is that I'm the final piece of their puzzle, that you could train forever and not necessarily book a job. And that it's exciting that I was able to create something to help people with that final piece, which is how to compete. I'm sort of like a Russian skating coach in that way, you know? I teach people how to get to the work and how to compete when they're in the room by having a proven method that has been proven time and time again for 20 years. And it's just now it's just blowing up because people are actually applying it. And it's working for them. And so what it is a 15 guideline. It's like a template on how to break down your scene, and who's ever going to tell the best story is going to get the job. And then plug into that. So I don't teach that are at the very beginning. It's like, I'm not teaching acting, I'm teaching booking. So I take them to that next level.
How did you, for yourself, how did you find the courage to do it? Because, you know, that is for a lot of people, for all of us, I think, regardless of what we do or what we want to do. You know, there is, first of all, the belief we have to have in ourselves and our ability to be able to do whatever that thing is. How did you find that courage and be able to nurture it?
You ask such great questions. I love your questions. You know what? I don't think it's about the courage. I think it's about what you're supposed to do, like I was saying earlier. You know, if something gives you great joy, it could be anything. If something gives you great joy, that's something that you should be doing.
Right.
Like I managed for 9 years. I didn't like it, so I stopped doing it. It made me miserable. And so I got out. But it seriously made me miserable. It's not like I wasn't successful at it. I was. But just because you're successful doesn't mean you're happy.
Right.
So that's why my concentration now is on my own career and on helping other people's careers, and that gives me great joy. And I believe that you have to stay in the joy in your life, and I believe that a lot of people don't do that because they're afraid that they don't have the leap of faith.
Yeah.
You know, that it's going to work.
Right.
But if you do all the steps and you do the work that's required, then it will happen.
Right.
But I do believe that a lot of people are afraid to take that step. But I, as far as I was concerned, I there was no other choice for me.
Right. Well, you know, I thought it was so interesting because you even say in the book, The Linden Technique, that, you know, you kind of give us a snapshot, things that I didn't know about you, about how, you know, when it came for you pursuing your own career, how you, you know, had 3 jobs and you were willing to do whatever was necessary in order to pursue that. The reason I bring that up, though, Amy, is because you make it very clear in the book that the technique works, but it is not going to be easy. I mean, it is going to require work, and you have to be consistent at it. Do you think that is really what separates people? That's kind of the big thing, because so many people say, well, I can do this or I can do that, but they're not willing to put forth the work. Do you think the Linden Technique really shows that, you know, in order to make this work, in order to be successful at this, you can't be afraid to do the work?
It's absolutely certain. Look, when I was in high school, I didn't do the work, okay? Other people got into Harvard and Yale, and they got into these Ivy League schools. I didn't. I was busy partying, and I didn't take the time to do the work necessary to get into those schools. I see it now in my life, the discipline that it takes in order to be successful. And I don't think a lot of people understand that discipline. You have to stay on it every single day. Yes, you give yourself the weekend off. You have to give yourself the weekend off. But Monday through Friday, you have to go at it like you know, balls to the wall. You cannot back off of it. And even when you're working, you have to hire the publicist. You have to really push forward to get to the next level. Even at the top level, they have to be able to keep pushing so they stay there. And it's not like they don't have competition either.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure Sandra Bullock is up against Julia Roberts. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't end there. But if you love it, you'll do it. But a lot of people just don't know how. And so what I do is I'm able to give them homework, I'm able to give them goals, I'm able to give them a way of working. So they feel like, oh, okay, so all I had to do was this. So I think it's not only that people are lazy, I think that they just don't have a game plan. And I believe that with any job or any career that you have to have a game plan. And without a game plan, then you don't have a map. And without a map, then you're going to just run aimlessly all over the place.
Exactly.
And you're going to be, you know, splattered.
Right. And I think, which is why having people like you in their corner, either, you know, being able to actually to network directly with you or to have the book is why it is so important. The other thing I noticed when I was on the website, and we'll be giving out the Linden Technique website in a moment, it's very simple. I basically just said it, but we'll remind people of that a little bit later, Amy. You have, of course, and you alluded to some of them here, some of the success stories that you've been able to have for yourself. You talked about even, you know, in some of the people you've been able to work with. When you look at that, I mean, when you look at what your technique, what your work has been able to produce, how has that helped your own idea of what success is for you personally? How has it helped that to evolve?
Well, it shows me what I should have been doing when I was in my 20s.
Hmm.
You know, that's why I said to you earlier, learn from my mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes when I came out here. I was like 20, you know. If I were to do it again, I mean, I wish I had me then, you know.
Right.
But I have me for other people now. And so that's why I'm able to teach them what not to do and how to focus and how to make money in certain areas of their life to sustain other areas of their life, stuff that I knew nothing about, but I had to figure it out on my own, you know. But again, I told you, fortunately, I had some great mentors along the way, and I did it myself. I have a business site that has hundreds and hundreds of hours of lectures and coachings and interviews with different people, and that's a great way also. It's called TLTAccess.com. And if your listeners, if they write to me or sign up and then write me an email, telling me they signed up, I'll give them a free month for all your listeners because
wow.
It's a membership site. So I'll give them a free month if they sign up. They have to just go to the site, sign up, and then write me an email telling me they came from you, and I'll go in and give them a month because I have to do that manually. But, I mean, on there, it's like trial and error. It's from years and years of taking 500 photo sessions, having like 30 different managers and agents, being a manager myself, negotiating three-picture deals because they didn't have an agent. Seeing what it takes for somebody to make it. There is a formula, but a lot of people are waiting for it to happen to them instead of them going out there and getting it.
Right.
You know, interestingly enough, I got to tell you, there was this guy, and I tell people this all the time. You're an Olympic actor. You have to approach your career like you're an athlete. You know, you have to be at the free throw line and keep throwing in baskets. And a lot of people are waiting for their agents and managers to call them. But you don't know where your career is going to happen. You need to put yourself out there. And there's so many casting sites that you can put yourself on. I mean, I just shot an American Film Institute film. I mean, like, why would I do that for free when I have, 88 IMDb credits, like hundreds of movies that I've done? Because I love it. Because I want to work more. Because I'm an actor. I need to be acting. And so I'm saying to you is that these people, they need to keep going out there and trying things out. I can only teach you so much. You have to go out there and see what it's like in the field. Because nobody's going to teach you how to work a room and be in front of people. Nobody's going to teach you that. You have to do it. But people don't. But the people that do, those are the people that make it. I mean, there was a guy that he was, they were cutting his film that he was in, and it was a short film, and somebody would consider it insignificant. I just shot a small little thing. But actually, it was extremely significant because he was there, the editor was cutting, and then this producer walks by, hears his voice, as they're cutting, the guy, you know, in the movie, they stop in the room and say, "Who is that guy?" Well, it turns out to be a producer from Will Smith's company. And the next day they call him. His name is Stephen Littles. And the day after he auditions, and then he books it. It's a pilot for Jada and Will Smith. I mean, hello? He was working on an insignificant little teeny-weeny whatever that turned into something really big. Now, the fact that they didn't pick up the pilot, the point is he got to work with all those people.
Exactly.
So people, they jump over nickels to save pennies, and I'm saying that that's not how it's done.
Right.
And that's fine. I'm off the soapbox now. I'm sorry.
Well, no. You know, that is something that's needed to be said. And if, to be honest with you, Amy, if anyone is qualified to say it, you are qualified because of the work that you've been able to do and because of the people you've been able to help. So, no, I'm glad that you shared that because, you know, it goes to something else I've heard on this program a lot of times, that you never know how much the real estate that you're involved in on film or on camera or what you shoot, how far that can go. And I think that example you just gave is a perfect reminder of that for all of us. So would you say then for many people, for all of us, I guess, regardless of what our profession, Amy, the hardest thing is the beginning, to make the decision, not only how bad you want it, but what are you willing to do for it?
Yeah, I think you're just a decision away. And it really is a decision. A lot of people dream about things and they talk about things, but do they really go out there and figure it out? You're a decision away from figuring it out. And once you figure it out and lay it out and do it every single moment of your day, then it starts to happen. But a lot of people quit just when they get it together. I see that all the time. It's the most bizarre thing. Because it takes a while to put together your marketing package, you know, as an actor. And then they, like, lose steam. I think a lot of people lose steam. It's like, you hear those stories where those people are getting ready to leave town and an audition and they book a job that completely changed their career. Because there's a lot of people that are always getting ready to leave. And that's in any profession. Don't get ready to leave. That's when you need to push even harder because you're closer than you think.
Hmm. That's great advice. And a great reminder, I think, too. I mean, the importance of the perseverance, for sure. Again, everyone, Amy Linden has been our guest today. We've been talking to her not only about the journey to what she's been able to accomplish, but how through not only the Linden technique, but also through the work that she's been able to do, she's been able to help inspire other people in a variety of ways. As she mentioned, of course, there are a lot of great things coming down the pipeline, but right now, you guys can go to her website, which, of course, as I mentioned here, is very easy to be able to find. It's www. Now, you want to give them the LindenTechnique.com as well as TLTAccess.com, Amy?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
The LindenTechnique.com is, you can see, like, there's a lot of information on there. You can buy the book on there, too, if you don't want to go to Amazon. And there's lectures. You could get lectures on there for $5. There's lectures on there. But the TLTAccess.com, I'm giving your listeners a free month. They have to go on there. They have to join, and it'll say free week, and then I'll add 3 more weeks on there.
Awesome.
But they have to write me an email right after to thelindentechnique@gmail.com.
All right. So make sure you guys do that. Again, if you're serious about your craft, tltaccess.com is the website to go for there. For more information about Amy and all the great things she's doing with the Linden Technique, make sure you guys go to lindentechnique.com and stay connected with Amy as well. She's on social media. You guys can find her at Amy Linden on Twitter. We actually tagged her on our page as well. Amy, great conversation with you today. I'm really excited to be able to have you on, and I hope you'll come back. We'd love to have you back on again.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. Anytime.
Well, I really appreciate that. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you're joining us on the radio side of our program or online, if you all came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites on Facebook and Twitter. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWebb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWebb. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find on the left-hand side of your screen. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.